Kum Lenin Ablad Gemara. We're up to Samach Tes of the Beis on the bottom. We'll start from. Okay, just start from the bottom. The page, four lines from the bottom. Amalei, a guy sold the field and he said, "Levar mi lani, I'm excluding from the sale trees." When you sell a field, the trees are included. The only trees that are not included are a sycamore grove that has been pruned, an older one, and a a carob tree that has been grafted. Levar milana, e islay lana has trees. Levar milana, then the trees are not included. We're just doing a little bit yesterday. E islay dikli, the palm trees here. So when he said use a generic term trees, he meant the palm trees. Levar medikli. Doesn't mean the palm trees are not included. E is the gufne of the vines. Levar megufne means minus the vines. Ilani v'gufni have trees and vines is levar mi'ilani. Then the trees are not included because if you have a generic term trees, you would have called the vines vines, and therefore trees meant only trees. You would be going over yesterday's gemara first. Ilani v'dikle, if you have trees and palm trees, levar mi'ilani. Again, the trees are excluded, but the palm trees are not because you would have nominated. You would have specified palm trees. Gufni v'dikle, you said trees and you have grapes and you have palm trees. Then what are you excluding? Levar megufne, because then if you have palm trees and you have grapes, the palm trees, you would have referred to them as palm trees. And since he said just trees, you meant to exclude the grapes. Amar Rav says, Rav, what's considered a tree? When we say that when you sell a property, the trees are not included, what's considered a tree? When you say, except for trees, what's a tree? The definition of a tree. Amar Rav says, Rav, kosher oilin lay bechevel, the tree is that tall that you need a ladder, you need a rope to climb up to pick the fruits, havishir. That means that's a tree. We're in the bottom of the yesterday's page. Kosher ain oilin lay bechevel, if you don't need a rope, I can just reach with my arm and pick the tree fruits, then havishir, then that's not a tree. Therefore, when I said I'm selling you the field, those are of course included. Even though I said mine is the trees, those are not trees. That's the criteria of a tree. Comes along Dayani Goyla, which is Shmuel and Karna, and this is important because later on the Gemara will go back to Dayani Goyla. Amri, they said, and the only segue is because we're talking about Dayani Goyla, Kosher Ha'oil Koivshe. You know what the definition of a tree is? The definition of a tree is like this. If when the yoke of the animal passes by the tree and the tree bends over, that means it's a young sapling, then loy havishir, if you didn't hold it back, it's not a tree, it's still part of the field. Kosher, ain't no oil kosher, but if the yoke of the tree does not bend it so it's firm, then havishir, then that's a tree and that's not included in the sale. But loy pligi, there's no argument. Habadikli, when it comes to palm trees, then the fruits are very high up, then it's a question of getting a ladder, so that's the criteria. Hubby, lunny, regular tree. Not regular trees. Forget, who needs a ladder and regular tree? You have so many branches, you just climb the branches, you pick your trees. Over there, the definition is where it bends over. On a palm tree, on the other hand, even a tall one can bend over as well. They're not that sturdy. Okay. So we're up to here. Three lines on the palm. This is today's Gemara. Boy, many Ravach about Hun, asked the question, what about Chutz Mecheruv Pliny? If a guy says, I'm selling you this property, except for that carob tree, Chutz Mesadin Pliny, except for that sycamore tree. Now, the thing like this, we just said before that when you sell a field, everything is included in the sale, except minus the sycamore trees that are strong and minus the carob trees. So, why did I add those extra words, minus the carob tree, minus the sycamore tree? Did I mean only this tree, but all the other trees, I'm Meichel, I'm going to give it to you. Is that what I meant? Or I'm just an idiot? Now remember, when you write shtadrs, it's not like a bezdin that writes and knows every word. People are writing shtadrs themselves, and therefore they can be foolish and write things which they don't have to, and they don't understand the nuances and the implications. So how do we understand this? Now, do we say, I'm only holding back this particular carob tree. Hashar charuv and kani, but all the rest of ones, even though happy halacha, you're not entitled to them. I'm giving them up to you because I just said this one. You're not cutting any of them. I just mentioned one because I didn't realize that, you know, I'm not a very smart person. But why should I harm myself because I'm not a smart person? On my lace, he answered him, like, you're not cutting any of the trees. We're not going to punish him for being silly. Israel asked a question, so the finish, but Isa, if you said chutz mechuru plain, except for that boxer tree, except for that carrot tree, chutz mesadin plain, except for that sycamore tree, loy kona, that it seems that that tree, the purchase is not kona. So from the Braise, it seems only that tree that you nominated is not kona, but all the other sycamore trees, he is kona. Akash, what you just said, my love, how do we read the Braise? Isa chruva de lekona, only that carrot tree is not kona. Osha chruva kona. Akash, what you just said. You read the Braise wrong. I feel Shachrub Nami Lekana. In fact, the Braise means you're not cutting anything. The purchaser is not cutting any of the trees. Either the vendor said, I'm holding back this sycamore tree. He didn't mean this in exclusion of the rest. He just wasn't thinking straight. I'll prove it to you. Teda, I'll prove it to you. If you're going to be so pedantic, how would you treat the following case? Ilu Amale, a guy happens to own 20 properties, and he says to the guy, "Sodai Mechudalach, I'm selling you this field, Chutz Mizdei Plain, but not that field.
My field.
Sodi, this field, Mechudalach, Chutz Mizdei Plain, except for that field. Now I have 20 fields, and I only made one exception. Does that mean all of the 19 Ukraine? But I said, Sodi Zu, and you only pay me for one field. Obviously, I only meant this field. So I wasn't smart enough to realize you better be careful and write, you know, chutz all the other fields. I shouldn't write anything.
What was the lesson we used a few pages ago when the Zayonim should look in the price and see what that reflects?
We didn't learn anymore yet. I told you, Tasis, the question, Hadomi Medin. But when it comes to property, there is no such thing because the property ain't another kakois. Both ways, up or down. Chutz, he would lekono, achiz akoni. Are you going to tell me that it's kind of all other 19 fields? Of course not. He's not kind. How can I be lekona? I'm foolish for writing except this carob tree when in fact it's except every carob tree. Okay, so he's not very bright. Ikidamri, others say, this is the question. Now, this question, because the guy was a bit more pedantic, maybe Take, we should infer from what he says. For example, okay, well, let's conclude that if I say chutz from one sycamore tree, you're not cutting any sycamore trees. Why I wrote one? I'm an idiot. But what happens? I wrote, what about if I say, except half of the following carob tree? Chutz mechatzi dodge hundred plenty, except half of the sycamore tree. Mal, what's it in then? If I say, chutz the half of the modern zach. Okay, all the other carob trees, all the other sycamore trees are included in the sale. But because I said half, it sounds like I'm saying, and the other half is what? And here I know what I'm talking about already. I'm not a fool because I said half of a tree. So the other half of a tree belongs to you. Is that how we read it? Or do we say the guy's pushing a nod and that means nothing? We know already we said before that the rest of the carob trees are not included in the sale. But the question is, how much is shy by a churuv kani? By nominating half, does that mean clearly, but the other half, what happened about the other half, belongs to you? Or maybe even when he writes half, he thought of being cute, but it doesn't happen among you. Which one? If you hold that, be happy you're getting half. What do you do with half a tree? Sycamore tree. What do you have? Okay, so you get half the fruits on one side.
Sycamore doesn't have fruits.
So what do you with sycamore? Those cones. What do you do?
It makes very good wood.
Or wood.
Oh, okay. That's what you Americans say.
So you have to wait till the tree dies, or you cut the tree down.
You cut your half of the tree.
It's shade only on your side.
Ooh.
I cut the left side of the tree out, and that don't make wood out, planks out of it.
Amalei said to him, like Kani, even in this case, it's not Kainer. Ace will ask a question from a Braise, which says clearly, Chutz Mechatzi Chrup Plaini. If I said exception is you don't get half of that carob tree, Chutz Mechatzi Sadden Plaini, half of that same tree, Shah Chruvin Lekani. Is a Braise clearly all the other Chruvin are Kainer? Sounds like, what about the half of this tree? You are Kainer. My love, Shah Chruvin Lekani. He's not Kainer the rest of the carob trees. How much is Shah Ibai Chruv Kana, but half of that tree he is Kainer? Amalei, like, no. I feel the Mashah Shah Ibai Chruv Lekani. He's not Kainer that either. If he would have been a die-in and he writes that, for sure you would even die these words. This is the reason why they stopped selling Mechilas Chametz, the system we have today, as I explained, started only 200 years ago because people used to write their own shtodos with the goyim when they used to sell the goyim, and they messed it up because they wrote like these guys here. And therefore, the whole shtar was invalid. So it became the domain of the Rabbanim. Same thing over here. We're not going to read the shtar as if a Rav wrote it. People write things, silly things. Hey, I'll prove it to you. The Ilu Amalei Sadaim Kudulov. My guys, I sold you this field. Maybe they wrote it in Hebrew. Maybe they wrote it in Hebrew, not in the language.
How many
learned
to write?
I don't know.
Is there now a standard text from Mechilas Chametz that Rabbanim write?
Yeah, there's Lubavitcher's Ohr Kablin, others who, some don't, and some use it. A lot of people use Ohr Kablin, some don't. Of course.
The back of the Kitzish
Chanov that Rabbanim used. There's a big, Al-Tareb, we have many Rabbanim around the world, not only Lubavitcher, use Al-Tareb's Mechilas Chametz, which has an Ohr Kablin in it. And there are many who don't. Many who write the Kalim are sold are included in it, or people who write Kalim are not included in it. Some Sefers. It's different. There's no one standard thing. Teda, I'll prove it to you. The Ilu Amalei, if he said to him, Sodai Mechudalach, I'll prove it to you. What if a guy says to him, a guy owns 20 properties, he said, I'm selling you this field, Chutz Mechatzis today playing, I'm not selling you half of the other field. Would he be kind of half of the other field? But I'm only selling you this field. I started out saying, I'm selling you this field. Navas, El Lekani, I just been cute. Hakinami Lekani. Okay, now because we mentioned Dayane Goyle, Shmuel and Karna, we're going to start a new sugya. That's the only segue here, which has nothing to do with what we're doing right now, but we'll start doing the Rashbams. Boy, Mnei Rav Amram, Rav Chizda, Rav Amram, Asaf Chizda, question. What happens the following case? Hamafkid Eitzel Chaveda Mishtah Aruvin gave Shimon to mind something with a contract. The Amalei, and then he comes to demand and pay, give it back to me. And Hashem Mechinim makes no difference. This is actually directly related to Morba Mitzvah. We had a whole idea of Shtar Iska, which we'll see now. So Hamavkin Eitzel Chaveda B'Shtar, but because Dayani Goyle, but Amalei, and he said to him, Hechzarti Loch, I returned it to you. Okay, I returned it to him. Now he has a migui. What's the migui? He could have said an Nensu. Now he's a Shem Echinim or a Shem Esachar. It makes no difference. And if he robbed, he's chayiv. Nensu, an accident happened, and an accident, I'm potter. He could have said that. And if he would have said that, the fact that you still have the shtar in your hand has no bearing on this, because I'm telling you it was an accident. Only thing, but if I would have told you it was an accident, I would have to swear. Instead, I told you, I gave it back to you. I have a migui, right? But me, I mean, do we say, migui di boyam anensu mehemin? Do we say that I have a migui? I could have said that an accident happened, we believe, to hashtanami, even though I'm not saying that now. I'm saying, give it back to you, mehemin. Or perhaps the mafkid can say, Shtorcha biyodi, my boy, if you gave it back to me, why am I still holding on to the shtar? Wouldn't you have told me to rip it up? Now, let's learn the Rashbam, because the Rashbam learns it beautifully, tastes it, learns differently, but let's learn the Rashbam. The Rashbam is saying, what's the tzudadim of the question there? We have a rule that miki mokim edim lo amarinu. So the question is this considered a miki mokim edim? In other words, is it so convincing that if the mafkid is still holding on to the shtar, there's no way in the world that you would return it to him without asking him, give me back your shtar, because you don't want to pay a second time. So you, the nifkid, would have said, hey, I'll give it back to you, but give me back my shtar. So it's like edim and ansadi that he would never have done it. So it's a mi'ai, but you have a migui, could have said nensu. It's a migui versus edim, and we have a rule, migui, mokim edim, I'm in. Is that how we view it? Or do we view it? No. We say that since this nifkid knew that if the guy's a liar, and I know that he's a liar, I can always say that nenastu, and I'll get out of it. So therefore, I'm not going to ask it back for him. If he wants to give me five, doesn't, no big deal, because I could always say nasty. So it's not a migi mokamedim. Rashbam. That's how the Rashbam learns the most question. Tasis learns differently, because he holds it's always migi mokamedim, but learns differently. Okay, Tasis. Rashbam. Says the Gemara, boy, me Rabbi Amram, but 10 lines to the bottom. Mishum the Dayani Goyle Nokala Hacha, the segue is because Dayani Goyle was also in the Gemara. Bishtar Shekosav, he wrote Kami Hifki Loy, how much he gave him, the Chosmu Be'edim, it was signed, Vahani Lehai Shtore, what was the purpose of writing Mishtar? The Lemotzi Toy Nifkid Lahadam, but the Nifkid tomorrow shouldn't turn around and say, Lahoy Dvar Moil, never happened. Vomli Nifkid, Hayoim Lemocha, Hechzakla, gave back to you, Ma, what's it in this case? Lakaim Lechazabatim, the Amafkid as Chaved Be'edim, if you give someone to mind with Edim, ain't Tzorich Lahaz Be'edim, with Edim, you don't have to give back with Edim, but Shtar is different. Abel Hochadik, Shtabi, the Mafkid has a contract that I gave you something to mind for me, do we say, the Hachi Nami Mehemet believe Migui, since the E-boy Amman Nancy could have said the whole thing was an accident. But Haya Mehemet believe true with the Shuah, see later the Gemara, Kilakaman, because he swore Hashem Dibesh name, they have to swear. That was an oinus. Shatayde Amin to Lenifkid, they believe them if he swears. Hashtan Nami Mehemet, it should be believed. But, what was Shuah? He'll have to make it Shuah. But I mean, the guy says, I gave it back to you, he'll swear that I gave it back to you, he'll be believed. Kilakaman, the Malo the Shakir, because he has a Migui. If he wanted, he could have lied and said, if you can swear anyway, he could have lied and said, and then so it was an accident. Because he didn't want to lie. We should believe him. Or perhaps we say, the mafkid can say, look, if you gave it back to me, why am I still retaining the document? You shouldn't have left it in my hand. If you would have given it back to me, you would have asked me for the shtar back, so I shouldn't demand it a second time. It's like a migui versus edim. Whenever you have migui versus edim, you never say ma'alu shaka. Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, only two lines in the body. Mehemin is believed, he has a migui. So yeah, but what about my question? It's against Edim. The guy can say, if you gave it back to me, well, how come I'm still holding on to Shtar? Let the guy say back to him, Shtar Cha Biyadi, my boy, what's your Shtar doing in my hand, if it's true? That's what the question is. So what's the question? I mean, that was the question initially. What's he asking again now? He's asking, isn't it Migim Mokim Edim? Rashbam, the time mechila amalei and tzuchulu. So before we go further, let's finish Gemara, two more lines. So he tells him back. So Rav Chizda tells him back, look, time mech, according to you. And v'chi amalei nensu, If he would have said Nenzer, Mi Motzi Omele Shtokhim Abayi, if he would have said Nenzer, could the guy... No, how can he? If he would have said, yes, I have the item, but it completely destroyed. A storm came and blew it out of the house. A hurricane came. Can you come to me with a tiny b'hakam ustaz in my hand? That's not a valid tiny. I'm not saying I give it back to you. I'm saying it broke. So since the tiny could have said, this wouldn't have been an argument. Even the tiny that I am saying right now, it's not an argument. Why? Because it's against Edim right now. Because I know that if you're going to lie, I'm going to come a second time, I can lie also and say he was an anus. I can get out of it. So it's not anymore migu against Edim. Why? Because what's an Edim? A non-Sadi that I would have asked for him. No longer a non-Sadi because I'm not worried. I didn't ask you for it because I don't care. You want to lie? I can also lie. That's the book. Let's do the Rashbam. With the time, Mechidu, Amalei Nenzuchulu, Hichadifo, Leimotzi, Lemitin, Mavki, the Mavki cannot tie in a Shtorcha, Beir, my boy, Velomali, Shake, Ben Mokam, Edi, Leidami, this is different. You know why? Do Ovid, Inish, Lemitche, because, you know, the Mavki many times, oh, I lost the Shtar. No, the Shtar was not a big deal. You are an honest person. I know you have it. I lost it. How come Nivka don't give it back? And Nivka doesn't care. He knows that the guy is prepared to lie and asks for me for a second time. I'll lie also. And I'll say it was an accident. When it comes to lending money, it's a whole different story. By lending money, if the guy claims I paid you back, and he could have said whatever he wanted to say, you never bought, whatever it is. If the guy is holding on to the star in his hand, I cannot say I paid it back. Because there's no way in the world you would have paid back without getting the star from him. No way. Because no way the Malik said, oh, I lost it. You lost it, then too bad. Because I mean, why would I give it back in, unless I write a new star or something, or a receipt or something? There's no way to love because I paid you. How come I still have a star? What migi does he have that he could say, oh, if he's going to lie, I'm going to lie? If he has a star, you're finished. Because even if we would argue, whatever it'll argue, it's an accident, so what? You're meant to use the money. So therefore, by a loan, there's no way out. If the guy has a star, that's it. It's conclusive. When it comes to Picard, it's not conclusive. Because I know that I can argue it was lost, an accident happened. So therefore, I didn't really care. You said you don't have it. Okay, fine. Let's move on. He said back to him, let me ask you a question. I don't understand the migui. If he would have tainted that it was an accident, he would have to swear. And now he's tainting, I gave it back to you. He doesn't have to swear. That can't be a good migui. A migui is that the other tain is equal. But if the other tain is a bad tain, then the reason why I didn't tain that bad tain is because I didn't swear. I don't want to swear false. So therefore, what's the migui here? I said, I gave it back to you. A migui could have said that. He couldn't have said nensu, because I would have to swear then. So if we don't swear. Everything about it, you're right, no problem. Because when we say that we believe him that he gave it back, he has to swear now. So there's no disadvantage in saying I got lost. Because exactly. When we said he's believed with a shvua, it makes no difference. The Gemara thought right now he believed that a shvua. Why they migui lemotzli miftin mishvua? And we know that a migui, if you tiny without a shvua, a migui could have tiny with a shvua. It's not a migui. Let us say, so what's the machlek between Amram and Chizda? What's the machlek Amram and Chizda? Whether he's believed hechazarti migud and nensu. Let us say the machlek is the same machlek as the Hani Tanoim. That these Tanoim, these Amoraim, are arguing in a similar machlek as the following Tanoim. The Tanya, we learned in Ebraisim. You learn star keys hayetzal yisaimim. Just to quickly remind you over here what's going on. But we said that, you know, if you want to do a business partnership and I lend you the $1,000 and then we will split the profits equally, that's ibis. So what we said, it's the first step that Rabbanu said, look, you lend the money, but you, the lender, take full responsibility. If the money gets lost, the partner doesn't have to pay a cent. This way, if he gives you half the profits, you take the... So therefore, it's not a loan. It's not the ribis.
It's an investment.
It's an investment because I'm taking the full loss. Then what happened? Now one person was prepared to put... why would I give you all the money? Yeah, and you have no responsibilities. So then they came to the conclusion it has to be that part loan and part investment. So I want to make sure that you take responsibility. On the other hand, if it's a loan, then I'm taking interest. I'm taking interest. So the loan part... The loan part is I'm taking a chreis. Loan means I'm taking. Loan part means is that the loan that you have to pay back.
Loiva is responsible.
That's right. And the Picardin is an investment. I'm taking the risk. So we said that what happens is that it can be 50-50 because then he's paying the interest part of the loan. So it has to be that where the partner is getting more, two-thirds of the profit, and the other guy gets one-third. That's right. So it has, it's not 50, it has to be skewed towards the borrower, as we'll see in the Rashi in a minute. So, Tanya learned, Shtarki, the loan that goes out on Yisayimim, Dayonigoyla says, Nishba v'goyvekula, you swear and you collect the full amount. V'dayoni ejisolami, Dayoni says, no, Nishba, you swear, and you only collect half. You only can collect half. What's the machlek is there? Machlek is when we treat, how do we treat a shtar kis, which is an investment? Do we treat it as a loan, or we treat half loan and half pekodin? Let's do Rashbam. Shtar kis is the same name. The Reuven shenasim ma'iz Shimon lemach tischa. Reuven get invested money with Shimon for profits to divide the profits. V'kosel shtar kami hivkalein rodin shtar. I gave you $100. V'meis Shimon and the borrower died. The partner that died. V'hoitzi Reuven ois shtar liyaseimim. Now Reuven produced the shtar. I lent your father $100. Litvoya mehem pikdoino. I want my $100 back. The money I invested in this deal, maybe our father returned it to you, we don't know. Or inami tainus body tonu, or the time of the definitive, yes, ve'ilu ha'yemilva malva. If it ha'yemilva alma, if it be a loan, shehilva Reuven l'Shimon. If it be an outstanding, just a loan that Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon died. Kuli alma made the nishba Reuven gave a kol shtar. He has a shtar that he produces on the Yisayimim. And he says, oh, maybe my father paid back. My boy. So thereby, because remember we said, by a loan, there's no excuse. If the shtar is still in my hand, there's no way you paid it back. By pekodin of the shtar in my hand, could be you did pay it back. And I told you I lost it, and you didn't care, you paid it back. But by a loan, there's no way. So if it was 100% a loan, and the malva produces a loan, even though the yisayimim, there's nothing yisayimim can say. There's a shtar contract that your father borrowed $100 from me. The yisayimim can't say, oh, maybe my father paid back. Then why do I still have the shtar? So they would have to pay 100%. The question is, how do we view this? It does not, because by Pekodin, but it doesn't, because by Pekodin, people, the Mafkin says, oh, I lost it, and the Nifkin doesn't care, because the Nifkin knows he has a way out. He could always say it was an oinus, and therefore he didn't make a big deal out of it. A loiva has no way out. If he pays the money without taking back the contract, and the guy produces it again, there's no way out.
No, but he's
I'll pay you. Find it. Or give me a receipt with witnesses, so that if he ever produces a star tomorrow, I have a receipt that I paid you back.
If I gave you a gold watch, obviously I'd care about it.
You would, but if you said you lost, you, the one who owned the gold watch, said you lost it. Not the lender.
Not the lender
and the mafka are two different people. The lender is never going to. The lender
gives money and has got to start.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you? If you say you lost, what do you care if he's giving it back to you? Why do you have to give him the shtar for? You own the gold watch. He's giving it back to you. If he doesn't want to give it back to you, you'll produce the shtar. If he's ready to give it back to you, so you think you'd be smart, you're a smart aleck, I'll say I lost this. He's giving you the gold back. Watch tomorrow. You'll say it again, and then he won't have money.
I'll come with my shtar.
And I'll collect $1,000, the value of the watch. So we say, it doesn't mean anything. Okay. The greater color shtar in the same, he collects the entire shtar in the same, the less lavu and shum tainah gabi malva. The father has no tainah. What argument could the father have said if he's alive? What's he going to say? We got lost or what? The only thing he says, I never got it. The guy produces and the malva says, I never received anything, and they'll collect. The only thing is the loiva can say, pay, swear to me I didn't pay you, and the rabbanan say, you can make such a shvua. The only thing is we stand in defense of the Yisayimim, so we will give all the tainas of the father, so we're going to say, swear to the rabban. The lo yod, the meat and tani, we swear. But right now, since the investment's half and half, half loan, half pekodin, kedin kol mois hanasun is lemachtes chakin fash vazil. That's the machleik that Yonah Goyle Shmuel the kind and so on. Rabami, Rabasi, Perikamus and Hedin. The Rebbein had Horgesin. Says the Gemara. Ude Kuli Alma. Everyone agreed back to Gemara. Everyone agrees in the Doi. The Ami in the Doi. The Doi said, "Hayiske, every business deal is palga milva, palva pekodin. Every business deal is half loan and half pekodin, half you give him a security to hold it for you, to mine it for you. So half of it is a loan that he's responsible for." And half of it is a pekodin, an investment in the property. Now, The loan part of it, I can collect from the assignment. The investment part of it, maybe I can, maybe I can't. That's the question. Is my lav? This is the machlekes. Ma'asava. One opinion holds. We had a machlekes of Amar Rav Chizda that whether by a pakodin also you can say what's your star doing in my hand. Rav Chizda says he's not a valid taina. And Rab Amram says a valid taina. So according to Rab Amram that says that it's a valid taina, what's the star doing in my hand? There's no difference than a loan. So then the lender, the mafke, can collect from the yisayimim the entire 100% because I have the star. So what if half of it is a pekodin? What's the star doing in my hand? But according to Rav Chizda, who said by pekodin, the nifke can say, I didn't mind giving back to you, even though you don't have a star, because I could have said, I have a miga, could have said, they're nasty, even though on half. So therefore, I'm only, the yisayimim won't have to pay half of the loan. They don't have to pay in half of the pekodin. That's the machlekes. It's a valid tainus, and therefore you owe the whole money. The Amin Adoyi, one line above the white line, is what's the Adoyi? This business geschäft, a person gives to his friend, half of it is for investment, he wants to get half the profits. How do you do it without turning it into a loan, which is what, if the guy, without turning it into a ribis, interest? Either if I give him the entire money as a pekodin, he takes no responsibility, why would I do it? So therefore, part loan and part investment. Having milvah is chai b'achrayz and b'kabel. Half of it is a loan, so that he's responsible. The hainu oisach chatzis net menu arevach. Because the borrower is responsible for the loan, so therefore he takes money from that. That's his profit because he's for the paying back. Upalga having kapun, and the other half is a pekodin by him. And the other half is a pekodin by him, and the einah chai b'achrusa, and he's not responsible for that half. So therefore, the money that you give back to me for that half is not ribus because it wasn't a loan. I take full responsibility for that half sitting by you. That's the half that the mafkid is entitled to take profit from, because that half is the mafkid is totally responsible. There's no ribus here. The awesome. My father's time. The Gemara explains that the nichel leiv the nichel. We're trying to find a happy medium, a balance that they're both happy. Each one shares the responsibility. Let's say everything got lost, everything got stolen, then each one is responsible for half. Nobody loses everything. Between the two. Therefore, keep on the stubborn milsa kenu. Since
isn't there a thing that he has to turn into a shvu or something? The guy who's running the business, when he lost it, he's got to make a shvu.
I can, that's something else. I can make a shvu that you didn't steal it, what it is. I can say that I, drabon, I can insist. Nadin, you don't have to.
So
I have to insist.
Yeah,
but so that's up to me. To demand that shvu. But it's only shvu that rabbanon. It's not a shvu ma'atayin.
But you can have the deal without having the shvu, though.
Yeah, shvu is not necessary. Kiva on this tam and milsa kainu menastam. That's how it is. The palga have a milwebe. Half of it is alone. Tzori chanoisin lekabel olav. So the donor has to accept treitilsa behefsid. The donor takes 2/3 of hefsid. He takes the half of the hepikot. Now the hefsid also a part of the loan. Taking half. Why is the guy working on your pekodin 100% for nothing? That in itself looks suspicious. If you're going to say that 50% profit goes to the borrower because that's because he takes full responsibility, so here's the thing, and the pekodin part, he's working for the other guy pekodin, and all of the profit goes to the mafkid, so why are you doing it for free? Nobody does it for free. That itself makes it look like ribis. So therefore, he has to get more. The person who's putting all the time and effort has to get more than half. He has to get a little bit more, so that little bit more is what I'm working on. So there's two ways of doing it. Either he gets more than half, or he gets half, but he doesn't have to take full responsibility on the loan part. Part of the loan, the lender takes responsibility for. So you have two choices. Either the guy's only responsible, say, for a third of the total money, and he gets half the profits, he's responsible for half the money, but he gets 2/3 of the profits. The extra little profit needs to be for why are you working for the other guy's money for nothing? Nobody works for nothing. Otherwise, it looks like ribis. Why in the world is he working on that half of pekodin? It must be because he got a loan. He owes him a favor. That's why he's doing it. That way, you take a chreis more than half. Is as hard to mekabel shiltircha the katar palg pekodin because he's working so hard in pekodin. Or he takes responsibility for half, but vitilsa ba'aga, and he takes a third of the profit of the other one. And this number of the half of the pekodin, the owner receives 2/3 of that, and whatever, a third. That's why he's getting more than half. He's getting two-thirds instead of half. Why is he getting two-thirds instead of half? Because that is that extra is for taking care of your side. So we said that's what they're arguing. Says he might no. No. Kuli Alma, everyone may be hold like Rav Chizda that says that if you have a valid migui and shtarch b'yod, my boy is not a valid tainer when it comes to begotten v'hocha b'hocha. This is machlekes. Ma'asavah, one says im isa de porei, nothing to do with the shtar. It's a different cheshmol together. If a man is dying and he's giving instructions to the children, you don't think he would tell his children that I paid back that loan that I to that person over there, the shtar kisa yetzal yisaimim, he would have said something.
Well,
if he didn't,
then I didn't take the shtar. I know it's a
fact. No, I paid it back because
but I didn't take the shtar back.
No, yeah, but then we know that's a fact. But you don't have to say the part that he has a migui, he's believed on the half of Pekotin. Everyone agrees he's believed on the half of Pekotin. But if it's true that he paid it back, he would have said something. And because he didn't say something, therefore this Tana holds that we say that he didn't pay it back at all.
Depends how sick he was.
But he's giving other instructions, so we should have included that. Im Isa the Pare, if he would have paid back, Neymar Havi Amar, he would at least the Pekotin part, he would have said something. Because he has a migui. Umar Savar, Eimer Malcham Obasadans, like Yehuda said. He didn't know when he's going to be struck down. He didn't know when it struck down, and he didn't have a chance to say. He thought he'll say it tomorrow, and the Malcham came, and bam, it's over. Okay. Sholach laid Abhuna Bar Ovin. Abhuna Bar Ovin sent a letter. Hamafkid Eitzel Chaveda Bishtar. If somebody stores by somebody else with a shtar, I gave back to you. Neman, he's believed. The halach is like Rav Chizda that he is believed. Why? Because Amiga, he could have said, they're nasty, but with a shvur. But then he said, so if you follow that logic, l'chayda the din should be, and when it comes to a shtar kis, you should only have to pay half. Nishba v'grayma kuli, pay all of it. And what did we say before? The only way you pay all of it is because we treat the whole thing, he's not believed because shtar kis, my boy. Tati, you're saying two dinim which seem to contradict each other. No, not contradicting at all, like we just said a minute ago. Take, you believed, migu, you could have said then nasty, but the reason why it's going to be all of it is because the father would have said something before he died. Shiny hustle, the misa, the pare, if it's true that your father would paid back, may marhavi amar, he would have said something. He would have said something. Rava, my Rava says, Hilchos Aloch is Nishba v'goyve machta. Rava says, Aloch is, he swears and he collects half. So in other words, in the case of the shtar kis, yitzel yisaimin, the teveya swears only on the milah part. He does not swear on the pekudin part, because on the pekudin part we say that the father was struck down, didn't have a chance to say anything. And as we said before, you have believed like Rav Chizda, you have a migud, the nasty. Amma Mazutra said, "Halachah halach is like the dayonik goyle. Halach like dayonik goyle. What do you mean? Amma le Ravina Mazutra, Amma Rav Nishba v'goyve machta." The Yonder Goyle said before that you swear you collect the whole thing. Now the father would have said something. How can you say that? And Rava just said that you only collect half because it was struck down. Malay Anan did the Yonder Goyle ifchaz in law. What you say? The halach is we all forget. We all didn't go to punk forget what you just said. And therefore,
the Yonder Goyle said mechta.
Exactly. So we say that the father, we say like Rava, the father, you only collect half. I, the father, didn't say anything. He was struck down. And you have a migui de rezativ. Okay, now starts the new Gemara. I just thought before we do the Gemara, just a little thing on Pesach. Very interesting thing. Lubavitch does not say Chagadya and all the other things. The second half of Haggadah. We're the only ones that don't say it. And everybody thinks that, what's going on here? How come we don't say the Haggadah? So I want to show you why the whole world needs to plan for themselves, not us. The whole world says Chagadya and Echem Yedeya needs to explain what's going on.
Look at it together.
Look at the Yishalmi here. The last, the Mishnah, which is the Mishnah Mosguloi Koi Shlishi. Look at the last line. You see? The last line. Eimavtin achar Pesach HaVekeimim. Which in our Gemara Bavli means that after the Gemara asks, what's HaVekeimim? It's a Greek word which means Afikumana. Which basically, bottom line, what it means is do not say, let's bring dessert. So it's ironic that we call the matzah that we eat afikamen when you're not supposed to eat afikamen. Okay, whatever. What exactly is afikamen? So let's look over here in the Yishalmi, where it says in the bottom of the page, six lines to the bottom, it says Simon. You see, six lines, Yishalmi, mm-hmm. Middle. Mm-hmm. What does it mean, afikamen? Rab Simon b'shem Rab Inyani b'Rab Sisi Minei Zemer. You're not supposed to do Minei Zemer. See what that means. Rabbi Yechonam ben Minin Besikim means don't have sweets dessert, and Shmuel Amakirin Ardi like mushrooms, Vigusliyan chickens, the Chananya Bashel, he used to eat chickens for dessert. Don't have dessert because Afikamim should be a Pesach should be the last thing you eat. What in the world does Minei Zemer mean? Look in Karbon Eide over here. Minei Zemer, it's six lines in the little wide line, five lines. Minei Zemer. Now let's learn the simple reading and then you'll see how the others will have to learn Pshat, which is the most far-fetched Pshat you can imagine. Can't even call it far-fetched. Minei Zemer. Shoyim Ezamrin Lach Rachila. Every Yom Tov, every Shabbos, they used to do what? They used to sing. What do you think they used to sing? Zmirais, Negunim, after eating. Uvelel Psachim, but when it comes to the Seder night, Loi Hoyo Mezamrin, you're not supposed to sing. Why? Mipnei Ahalel, because Halel Shemezamrin Achila, we say Halel after eating, and nothing should be said after that. Just like the Korban Pesach should be the last thing in your mouth. We don't eat it afterwards. We want the taste of the Korban Pesach in your mouth. Halel should be the last thing you sing, because we want you to walk away with singing the most beautiful Halel that were made by the Nevi'im or the Shainim. Okay? Clear.
Kavya is nice.
Beautiful, but it's not Halel. Comes, so clearly you're not allowed to say anything. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. The Pnei Moshe, I'll just show you, because I'll show you here. Pnei Moshe, two lines into the bottom wide lines. He says, what's Minei Zemer? Pnei Moshe, two lines right in the middle of the line. Is there a dot there or something? He said, Minei Zemer. Minei Kalim. It doesn't nothing mean, nothing to do with song. It means don't take away the dishes to bring new dishes of dessert. How does Zemer come to dishes? We use it for dessert. Ubeloshen hamikru, there's a pasuk somewhere in Tanakh where it says, I don't even know the pasuk is, Safois kesev mizamros mizrokis. Okay, the spoon, then you have the plates. So the Gemara decided to find a word zeme for, because a pasuk somewhere. Couldn't say kalim or mana, which is the word we use all the time. Like we use, it says, okay. But look over here in the art scroll to defend what's going on over there because they got a problem. So look here in 21. Okay, I've got to read this. It's fascinating.
Is this on the recording?
Yeah, it's the only quote. Rav Simon in this Nasko. This is the whole world who makes fun of Lubavitch. As everything Lubavitch is in head and fist. Rav Simon interprets the word Afikamen to be a contraction of Afiku bring forth and many varieties. He explains that the varieties that one may not bring forth after eating the Pesach are varieties of song. Don't sing songs. Only secular songs are included in the prohibition. In other words, every Friday night in Yom Tov, all the Eden then used to sing Goyish songs by the Shabbos table. But when it comes Pesach, don't sing Goyish songs. And you need a Gemara to tell you that. We have a Gemara in Gittin and the Seita that says you know, I'll sing Goyish songs the whole year. Oh, exactly. Okay. Now look at it goes further. One is, of course, obligated to recite Hal after eating the Pesach. Similarly, Rab Simon does not mean to prohibit singing the types of songs that we customarily add to the end of the Seder. No. Today, as Chagadya, you mean don't sing Goyish songs. Okay. If people are happy with that pshat, if they have a pshat, sing Chagadya away. But we